This is CliffCentral.com.
Progressive, cultured, and brave.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
The Threaded Exchange with CMB Ealing. Live on Cliff Central.
Yes, kuyanyiwa. It's going to be lit. Jam-packed show today. This is The Threaded Exchange. Let me switch on the other mics. Luke, what's up, Anga? Sim?
Yo. Hey, dude. Hi.
How are you guys doing?
We're okay. How are you?
Great. Excited.
I'm very excited. I feel like John motherfucking Snow. I feel like I'm the king of the north.
Winter is here.
Yes, Khaleesi. I'm calling you the Khaleesi.
Please don't.
I think
she's
that's how I'm going with
this.
So guys, welcome to another episode or another installment of The Threaded Exchange. Conversations that are progressive, cultured, and brave. This is a show for young South Africans and Africans, by young Africans, for Africans. To the rest of Africa. And as you know, on this show, we showcase young Africans doing incredible things. And today, we're doing the Fashion Week takeover. As you all know, I, as Sia Beile, with my team, The Threaded Man, we're working on Fashion Week and doing something really cool this year called Experience AFI.
Get it right. And Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week.
Yeah.
Brought to you by African Fashion.
But you forgot Joburg. They're always persistent on Joburg.
Well, I feel like that would kind of be obvious.
Yeah. So what we're doing this time around, you know, around Fashion Week, there's always interviews around the designers and so on and so forth. But the most incredible thing around this Fashion Week is that there's a lot of young people that are involved.
Yes.
And I decided today to dedicate the show to all these young creatives that are putting Fashion Week together and also the ones that are showcasing at Fashion Week and celebrating that. Mm. And to kickstart off, I'm going to kickstart with the Threaded team who are also involved in Fashion Week. Anga, I heard a rumor you were doing a bit of music for some of the ads.
You know what it is, baby.
Didi, why are you late?
So, what?
Our head stylist baby is late. Diddy, why are you late?
Fashionably late.
Yeah. So, all of you guys are going to break down for me what it is that we're doing at Fashion Week and, yeah, how must people show up? Must they be dressed up? Are we going to doing street style? Simbongile? Threaded Man and Fashion Week, what's happening?
So the Threaded Man has come in to creatively coordinate a new experience called Experience AFI in conjunction with African Fashion International. So it's like a three-day event that runs concurrently with Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week Joburg at Mall of Africa. And it's really just for the young guys, you know, that have an interest in Fashion Week, but there's nothing really there for them to sort of consume and, you know, to be a part of.
Yeah.
So that's what Experience AFI is. And it's gonna be litty.
So basically, Experience AFI is about the culture. That's what we're saying.
Is it really?
So it's bringing young people who are doing incredible things in the spaces of music and fashion and culture and food and lifestyle into one space. And have I got it right?
Sort of.
What culture is it?
Yeah, also, what is the culture?
I don't know. People throw that around, the culture for the culture.
Doing
so don't
it for
be
the culture.
Part of the people
Diddy?
That
yeah.
What culture
hold
is it?
Diddy,
your tongue.
You were a Threaded Man intern just yesterday, and now you're a head stylist.
You!
What's
popping?
What's good?
And I've heard that later in this show, I'm interviewing some of those designers that are showcasing Experience AFI. So tell me a bit more about that. Who are these designers? How did you select them? You know, the models, what is it? Just give me a picture of what can people expect when they see these designers at Experience AFI.
What y'all can expect is lick tuition.
I'm kidding.
Why are you talking like this? Because
she's a fan of Cardi B. That's
no, also she thinks she is the mother of
stop
the
stop the mother of the
hi, babies. the designers that are going to be showcasing at Experience AFI are really cool, amazing streetwear designers that are really doing great things in the industry. I feel they are. And then how I came about like selecting the designers was like checking the social media presence and what they're doing for the I don't want to call it streetwear is not a culture. So what they're doing for streetwear in South Africa and how they're changing how African fashion is viewed all around the world. So that's how I went about selecting these designers, and all of them are amazing, super great. And the models we chose are models that are not necessarily models, but they just have like really interesting features just to bring the shows, give them some sort of jewels and sass, and just to make it to take So it's like, for me, how I viewed Experience AFI is Fashion Week outside of Fashion Week. So it's talking to the right kind of market that's driving the fashion industry right now. So yeah, I'm really excited. People must come. Yo, pull up your best. Like, come through, pull through with the street style. Let us show the world what African fashion is in all aspects, with the designers showcasing, with the people coming through, with the models, and the whole Experience AFI as a whole. Let's just show the world what Africa is.
Dope. Yeah. I think also, I just want to understand from you, I mean, these young designers, I mean, all of them are predominantly very, very young, yeah, and very new in the industry. So in selecting them, how diverse are they? I mean, I've heard also there's a plus size showcase, yeah. Lee Bex, apparently, with Thick Beyonce. Then on the other side, you have a super young 19 or 20 years old Swanka, who's also showcased. Yeah. So tell me more about the diversity of the designers that are showcasing over the 3 days.
The diversity of the designers showcasing through the 3 days is very broad. The ranges from Lee Bex with the plus size models to Inani, who is the sophisticated young lady, and then you go to Swanka, Unicorns and Sash, who's the are elements of like high fashion but still keeping like the street element. And then you get guys like La Familia with the collaboration with Alpha Industries, still keeping it to the street in a way, utility wear, DOCC. So it's very, very diverse, yeah. And every single day is gonna be fire flames.
Yeah, amazing, amazing. So that's all from the designers. And so, guys, you also might have seen the posters for Experience AFI. We've got Frank Cassino, a whole rapper, as a poster. Huge. And I remember how we
had to,
like Game of Thrones, had to collect the north side of AFI and the team to sort of sell this to Dr. P.
Yeah.
And she loved it. So Luke, as the graphic designer and the art director that worked with Zoya from AFI on making these posters possible, take us through that process. How was it for you? And also, that's another thing, guys. Luke, how old are you? 23.
Yeah.
So Luke 22. Is 23, and he's the guy behind the advertisements that you saw for Fashion Week. Tell us about that process.
Whoa, that sounds super cool. Look,
Lindua from AFI, look at me like I'm crazy. But it's fine. We're gonna get her and Zoya on the mic.
Yeah, we'll get you here.
We'll get them on the cool mic, so they can can source me out.
Look,
okay.
It was a collaborative effort. Like I said to you before, I don't think I would have been able to do as good in such a short space of time without the team that I had. But it was just... thanks, Mom. It was just, you know, we had to drive the narrative that the young people are taking over.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're doing away with all the boring old style fonts, boring looks and all of that. And we had to bring a young element into it. And, you know, Frank is hot right now. He's young. He's doing amazing things.
Yeah.
He's the face of everything that's upcoming right now, and he's blowing up. So I think it was very appropriate for us to use Frank Cassino. We had to move the design elements forward.
Yeah.
Take it out of the Stone Age.
Wow.
Shots.
No, guys, no, I don't want to be trouble anyway. I'm not going to condone this kind of behavior on air, because I know AFI is listening to this. You're not saying AFI, you're just saying on a whole general spectrum, we had to drive it forward.
We had to move the brand forward.
Yes.
We had to move the brand forward. And, you know, I think that the way the creative looks right now is very forward thinking.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to change the game for AFI and for Fashion Week and for the Threaded Man. And for all of us that are a part of it, we're young people doing something that I think, you know, the older people are sleeping on us, bro, yeah? And I think it's time now that everyone catches a wake up.
Yeah, I think also for us, I think what the listeners have to understand is that, I mean, you know, Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week and AFI is celebrating 10 years, you know, 10 years of putting the best designers and giving young designers an opportunity to become commercial. And I think for them and AFI, when we were brought in to do this project, it was about we celebrating 10 years of AFI and what do the next 10 years look like.
Exactly.
And I think, you know, we were brought together to work with the team at AFI to drive the next 10 years. And
the
next 10 years of fashion is about being young. It is about breaking boundaries. It is about expressing yourself, you know. So I'm very, very much excited. And Anganati, Lysoft Dropout, aka my younger brother, who did the music for the ads.
That's me.
Tell us about the music, bro. Tell us about this experience for you. Are you even 19 yet? Aren't you still 18?
Nah. I just turned 20. I'm 20.
Oh, you're 20.
Wow, Sia, you don't even know how old your brother is.
I don't know.
I don't know how old he is, to be honest.
Are you?
Whoa.
I'm 20.
Y'all need to stop tripping.
I'm 20.
Are you guys even related?
No. No, I don't know who this guy is.
Anyways,
yeah, no,
can
booming.
I finish my story?
Yes, finish your story, my bro.
Keep interrupting me. So I dropped out of Lysoft this year. I don't know if anyone was on Twitter with Sia, all the threads, it was lit. But I dropped out of Lysoft, sitting at the AFI offices, just helping out as an intern, and then they're like, we need music. And then my brother was like, oh, he makes beats. And then fast forward, I did the commercials for Experience AFI, yeah.
But listen, bro, I think we underestimated you. Look, I did.
Did you?
I did.
I also did.
I won't lie.
Can I tell you what's
everyone
actually...
Was just like,
can I tell you a highlight? Can I tell you a highlight for me? I think one of the most incredible things about this project has been, you know, working with Dr. P. And, you know, she's a very stern woman, very thoughtful. She thinks about everything. She considers everything. As young people, very much, very quick to just be like, this is what is in, this is what we like. So she always digests things. And I think one of the best moments was stepping into an office and she's like, play that song again. It's pumping. And then I played it and you can see bopping ahead. And I was like, this is actually incredible to think that you were just sitting in the office and you're like, hey, do this song. And within a few hours, the song was ready. We gave it to Dr. P. She came back the next day and she's like, this is a hit. This is a jam. I like this. This
Dr.
makes
P
me excited.
Co-signed you
excited.
For it.
Yeah.
And I think
we're going to start a label. Me and Dr. P are starting a label. It's an
so
announcement.
Yeah, Dr. P are starting,
we're starting a label.
Yeah. And she's a doctor, so it's like a Dr. J. But yeah. Dr. P type
of she can sit there behind the mixing console making the beats.
Yeah. But guys, that's it from the Threadman team. I don't like you guys. This is not a show about you. It's about Fashion Week. So on the other side of this, I'm going to have Lindy Weffer from AFI, who's going to be, you know, telling us about Experience AFI more from an AFI perspective about what we can expect from Fashion Week, because I believe this is the biggest Fashion Week we've had. So Ulindi is going to talk us through that. We've got Uzoya, who's one of the coolest graphic designers I've met. She dresses so well.
Yeah, no,
and guys, this is a special fact about Zoya. She's having a housewarming and she says that in inviting people, we must buy her cutlery. Who
How
does that?
Is yes, that's what happens at housewarming.
No,
you buy
I disagree.
Yeah, that's the point of housewarming.
I disagree.
What do you think?
What is a housewarming?
You just think you bring wine
Sia thinks
and
housewarming
get drunk.
Is a house party.
Yeah. No, that's not what it is. You gotta bring the furniture and the appliances.
Furniture.
Guys.
Everything.
It's guys, not a baby shower. What's going on?
Guys, the makeup, I don't have time to bring your cutlery. Like, I must bring alcohol, you know?
Cutlery costs less than alcohol.
Really?
Fun fact.
At least bring groceries, boy.
Something.
Anyways, guys, I'm going to be chatting to AFI on the other side of this. Jump the top. Pop it, let it. Bottle ones, all the chains piled on the mantle. All the dogs low creep right behind me in the phantom. Jump it. Drop it. Yeah, I like that song. I tweeted the other day that the track, if Travis Scott had to be a South African, he'd be closer, because the song sounded like Ikwijo. Do you guys know what Ikwijo is? Let me start there. Do you know what Ikwijo is, Lindy?
No, I don't.
Okay, so do you know what Ikwijo is?
Don't
speak softly. Love us. Come to the mic. Come on now. Don't you love us, Soya?
I do.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
So Ikwijo, let me try to explain this in English. I've never had to explain what Ikwijo is. But Ikwijo is a song that is sung usually by men at a traditional gathering.
Okay.
So when they're taking a young boy to the mountain to become a man, they sing Amakwijo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So when I think about Travis Scott's song, you know, Jump a Lady Ray. Yay! Sweet like M&M's. How are you guys doing?
We're good.
Good.
It's Fashion Week. It's Missy B's Men's Fashion Week, so we're on edge. I think
before we even start, I mean, I think I should tell people this. Everyone always asks me about my love life. See, are you single? Are you not single? Actually, I have a fiance and her name is Andrew and she's right here. I'm announcing that.
Okay,
do you have any details on our nuptials?
You guys can expect the save the date shortly. We're going to do a very big, extravagant engagement party.
Yeah, I think our party should have like a fashion show vibe.
Mm-hmm, let's take it away from this and do something else.
How are you guys feeling? I mean, it's been a hectic couple of weeks, you know, good and bad. Mm-hmm. I believe the bad are challenges to make us better.
Yeah.
You know, the challenges that have happened. But we're finally here. We're in the week of Fashion Week. How are you guys feeling?
I think we're feeling good. We're feeling excited. Yeah. You know, the last time we did this was Cape Town, and we did two there. So now we just want this one to be good. You know, we're at Mall of Africa, which we're all excited about. And it looks incredible. I was there this whole weekend, and I'm blown away by what the team has done.
Yeah. Mm. When you guys were sitting and, you know, you had finished Cape Town and you're looking towards Joburg and celebrating 10 years, what was the thinking behind it? And sort of, you know, how was it to approach Threaded Man to come work with you guys on this Fashion Week? And what was your goal? What is your goal with this Fashion Week? And walk me through from the thought process to today.
Yeah. So I think everything that we've done this year has been celebrating a decade of African excellency. You've said it before, that's our 10 years. So everything that we've done since Cape Town has been to celebrate Africa and Africans. So that's how the idea of Experience AFI was developed. And we did it in Cape Town, but now it's on a much better scale and bigger scale this year. So everything that we've done, it's like, how do we celebrate the last 10 years? But more importantly, how do we reshift and change ourselves for the next 10? Like, what's the next 10 going to be about?
Yeah. Amazing. Ooh. Zoya?
I think one of the things that we were thinking bringing in Experience AFI was including the youth. It's Fashion Week or Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week Joburg is a very exclusive kind of event. Like, when you look at it, you see it from the outside, you're always looking into it, unless you're one of the people who are invited or you're working the event. So we wanted to include young people and say, this is something that you can aspire to be, this is something that you can be a part of, because fashion is for everyone.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. And also, that's something I said to you, Lindwe, when I first met you, and I was like, this is so historic. We are young people who have been given the power by Dr. P to, you know, build the next 10 years of African fashion and change the course of fashion. I mean, for you, how has that been? I mean, what is your job title at AFI? Let's start there.
So it is the Digital Marketing and Communications Coordinator.
I don't want to put you on the spot, but how old are you?
I'm 26.
At 26 years old.
Yeah.
This is what you're behind. How does that feel for you? And also being a young black female in Women's Month doing this. So how has this experience just been for you, and to be behind something so historic and working something that is going to change the course of fashion, the whole entire fashion industry at such a young age?
Yeah. I never saw myself doing something like this, if I'm being very honest. But my time at AFI has really taught me that I have a seat at the table. You know, my voice is going to be heard. And that's what Dr. Precious and most of the people there are really good at, is just empowering your voice. You know, the amount of trust that all of us have, like, she just wants us to do things and she believes that we can get it done. You know, despite our age, because we are a very young team. Not as young as you guys, but like, we are.
You guys are young. I mean, like, Ricardo is like 26 now.
Yeah, apparently Luke is 23.
We're all a young team. We are all
27. Yeah, someone lied and said you were 28, 27. Yeah.
No, we are all a young team. And I think for me, you know, in doing this show on the Thread Exchange, is that I wanted to not just say, yo, people must come to Fashion Week, whatever, but it's the fact that these are young people who are now being empowered by AFI and Dr. P to actually produce and run Fashion Week. And I think that's more than a reason for people to come, you know, whether we're successful or not, but we're trying and we're starting a new journey. And, you know, I know, Lindy, where we are always on the, like, and also just people need to understand this as well. The last couple of weeks have also been quite hectic.
Yeah.
Because I think looking back now, I mean, as young people, we very much, you know, we very much quick on ideas, quick on our feet. And Dr. Precious has challenged us to think beyond, which at times has been frustrating to be like, oh my God, no, we think this is cool, let's change it. But it has pushed us to be better. Yeah. And as I've got feedback from people like, oh my God, all the stuff we've put out have been incredible. Mm. But I think when you work so closely at a project, you don't get to essentially see those effects. But what has that been like for you guys, working with Threaded Man, going through the stresses and my team versus your team and being together? How has that been for you? In all honesty.
So I will say, right,
we are very emotional, I know.
Yeah. And I think for us, like, I mean, a good like 95% of our office is female. So it's like going to a girls' boarding school.
Yeah.
And then you guys come and it's just guys, you know, and Sim and Didi, but it's just guys. And we're like, what the hell is going on here? Like, why can't, it was overpowering in the beginning. And you guys came with so much energy, so much, like, it was just so inspiring for us. Because I think the closer we get to this type of event, it's easy to run out of steam, you know. So I think you guys came in at the perfect time where we just needed to feel excited again. You know, we just felt excited. And I mean, there were the challenges, you know, the back and forth.
But I also think for us as a team, this was quite a humbling experience. You know, I think as a team, we work so closely with each other and we always think that what we think is cool is cool. Do you get what I'm saying? And for the very first time, it was about we working on this project with a bigger team. It's not about us. It's about them too. So finding that balance and growing through that, that if we think it's dope, doesn't necessarily mean Lindiwe is going to think it's dope. So getting everyone behind a certain vision, I think for us was quite a challenge, but a cool one. I mean, I cried at times being like, oh my God. But I think that's how you get better. And I think it's also changed my perspective in terms of Threaded Man. You know, the company is not just about my team and I anymore. It's about more young people joining in on the vision. And I feel that working with you guys, not only did we work together to make, you know, Fashion Week and take those strides in Turkey, in taking fashion to the next step, but I think you also took our company to the next step because it made us feel like, oh my God, actually we should work with these people again. You know,
I feel like for us it wasn't just, you know, who can we choose to just help us with this. I think there was like clear intent and purpose behind us coming together, you know, because whatever Dr. Precious saw in us, she sees in you, you know, and vice versa. You know, it was the perfect fit because you guys make sense. You know, you guys just the perfect team to work with us.
And also for me, the most incredible thing watching in this project, as you said, I mean, we've got Didi, we've got Sim, we've got Aluwani, and then you've got like Ricardo, myself, and Luke and Anga. But what was incredible to watch was just the synergy between you women. Actually, it was actually quite inspiring because as guys, we don't genuinely talk. We just pitch up, hey Temba, what's up? We should link up. But what was incredible was how I remember sitting in a status and you had done this project sheet and then Sim's like, you are my hero. You know, and how you all guys like clicked to make this project with Didi, with Google in terms of the design. It was just incredible to watch how you guys paired up. And I remember it inspired us and we were like, okay, we like Temba as the guys. Let's also work better. Let's try and get our shit in line. The women are killing it. Let's step up. We're working with boss ladies now. Let's step up. So I think that was just incredible to be in that environment and to witness that. And I think, you know, what you guys have at AFI and what we sort of have at Threaded Man, it's a culture that we need to build on for other companies, you know, promoting black power, promoting young black female leadership. And I think that has been quite incredible. But guys, we're on Cliff Central. People are listening. Let's promote this thing.
Okay.
So experience AFI. What can people expect? When we say it as Threaded Man, it sounds like I'm blowing my own horn. But I'm telling you, this is the dopest shit that's going to happen this week.
Okay.
You start.
Yeah, okay. I think fashion, number one, like, if you're going to rock up to experience AFI, just for me and for everyone else, look good. Like, look like you're going to be walking the streets at Paris Fashion Week. Look like you're going to be walking the streets at New York Fashion Week. There's going to be lots of music, lots of cool people. Everyone's young. Everyone's looking to have a good time. Everyone's looking to be seen, I think.
Yeah,
that's what you can experience.
You aside, Lindy.
So I think that you can expect some amazing, amazing performers and DJs. I know we're about to drop the lineup, but from
at 12, we're dropping a boy on the show. Yeah. We're announcing it on the show.
Perfect, perfect. Like that is honestly what excites me because I don't think Fashion Week has ever been able to get this group of people in one place. You know, you like the performers are just out of this world. You know, all the DJs, that is the peak for me. And the designers, we've seen their things. It's going to be incredible. And just doing a fashion show in an unconventional way, you get to experience fashion outside of, you know, a tent, outside of, you know, just the normal runway structure. Like, we should be excited about that stuff, you know?
I also think, let me just say, guys, like, Lindiwe and Zoya are also underselling this. I'm not even saying this, but they said it. Let me say this. This is going to be the coolest thing ever.
It will be. I'm
breaking your speakers right now.
It will be.
But there's going to be 3 days of nonstop entertainment. There's going to be young designer showcasing. There's going to be the best drinks that are going to be mixed. Let's not be drunk. And there's a rad after party, which has its own lineup that's not been revealed. But it's just going to be 3 days of nonstop fun of music, fashion, entertainment, Instagram, social media. And also, I spoke to Gareth Cliff this morning. And Cliff Central is going to be out there.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Doing? So we're going to work out a plan and we're going to, Cliff Central is going to be out there. So we're going to be interviewing young designers and we're just going to be out there to support. And Cliff Central is all about breaking boundaries. Mm-hmm. And I think this event is about breaking boundaries and Cliff Central is going to be there to break those boundaries with you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that is exciting.
That's exciting.
Yeah. I'm not sure if I was supposed to announce that. So I might be in trouble. This. I can see Dory outside. Look at me on some like, we don't know that we're going to Fashion Week, but it's all love in the family. It's all love in the family. But yeah. Lindiwe Zoya, thank you so much for joining us. Where can people buy tickets and what can, you know, people expect over the next couple of days?
Okay, so you can buy tickets on our website, africanfashioninternational.com. Mm-hmm. And tickets are also going to be available at the door. So
yeah. So
for there's no reason not to come.
So ticket is 150 for each day, right? Mm-hmm. And that 150 gets you access to watch all the performers, the live stream of the shows, watching the young designers and all that. And then I know there's a weekend pass for like 250 where you can come on all 3 days and watch everything and be part of it. That's actually quite cheap for the lineup.
It is. It's a bargain.
Wow, AFI is being too kind to us.
Yeah.
But ladies, thank you so much for being here. I love working with you. I appreciate both of you. And I hope to actually have you guys back on the show to talk more about your stories because I think, you know, a lot of young people, there's a lot of focus on people in front of the cameras and there's not a lot of focus on people behind the cameras and I think what you guys are doing and what you guys are building, I'm really really excited and I'm also excited to see the next 10 years.
Thank you. Thanks for having us. And we love you and your team. You guys thanks for being so kind to us. Even
on
when
the other side of this, I've got the designers showcasing Experience FI. I've got Utebe Kulu there sitting on the floor on his iPhone, who's the founder of Sash, which you probably saw on Twitter last night. We've got Inani as well, sophisticated young lady who's gonna rock the boat. And then we've got the young Swanka, the Swanka kid who's cool. And we're just gonna hear a bit about their crazy stories and how they feel about showcasing at Fashion Week. I mean, I met Sash like 2 weeks ago after we'd chosen the designers and I was like, dude, you have to showcase at Fashion Week. So I'm gonna hear about that craziness as well on the other side of this. Yamnandindo, yay, yamnandindo, yay. What up, guys?
Yo, what's up?
How are you guys feeling?
Chilling.
You showcasing at Fashion Week. Come on.
Feeling pumped about it.
Yes, excited.
You guys don't feel excited. Like, people are listening excited to hear you guys. And you guys are like,
Yo, man, it's hectic.
Are you stressed? Are you closer than made yet? Some of you I know. I started your collections this week. Yay.
Could never.
There might be like some nude collections coming out. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's start this side. Let's do a quick 30 seconds, introduce yourself, introduce your brand, giving your time to shine. Let's start with Sanza.
Okay, cool. My name is Sanza, aka Talent. I own a streetwear brand called The Unicorns, which is short for Unique Icons, and we don't believe in humans.
Damn.
My name is Akile Tsebekulu, but everybody calls me Sash. I own a brand called Sash.
And I'm Xhosa.
No, I'm Zulu, actually. Yeah,
but when I heard Tsebekulu, I was like, ah,
but I live in Joburg, so I adopt every culture. So,
you have Xhosa blood in you
everywhere.
Yeah.
My name is Yanda. The name of my brand is Inani, meaning here.
Yes, Xhosa Inani.
Yes.
So, Inani is in Janazimba. What are you saying?
And here are pieces of me. So, which is the pieces being each and every story I'll be telling through my garments and collections.
Damn.
My name's Huzaifa, but I go by
Your Uzi. Name is Huzaifa.
Yeah, Huzaifa.
What does that mean, Huzaifa?
You know, I'm gonna be honest with you, I don't know.
It just sounds really dope, Huzaifa.
Yeah, yeah, it's got a lot of syllables in there. But I go by Uzi and my brand's called Swanka.
Yeah.
And it's just a streetwear brand.
Why Uzi?
Why Uzi? Cause
do you know Uzi the brand? Yo, Uzi was big amongst black people. Do you guys remember Uzi? Uzi.
It's still and the biggest shit right now.
Yeah, yeah, so you name it. Are you conscious of that? That like Uzi is like a big.
This is the real Uzi.
Oh.
This is the real Uzi. Now you see, like my family used to call me Huz. Yeah. And then like my friends at school just changed it to Uzi, and then Uzi just came along.
Yeah. That's what it's. Wait, how old are you guys? So Sans, how old are you?
23.
How old are you?
24.
How old are you?
21 turning 22 on Saturday.
21 turning 22. Uzi?
I turned 20 this year.
Guys,
Damn. No.
Let's give it up. South Africa, give it up. The future voice of African fashion is here with me today.
Yeah.
Guys, what a time to be alive.
Yeah.
Let's start with Sanza. Sanza, tell me about your a bit about your fashion journey. You know, where did unicorns derive from? Where does it come from? Did you go to design school? Tell us a bit about your journey.
Okay, cool. So unicorn started off in high school, and it just started as like a group of homies who dressed really well and really loved attention. And from there, we sort of like discovered the need for making our own clothes, because we had a position where we couldn't find what we wanted to wear at any stores. And then from there, I went to design school, studied graphic design. I'm also a Lysoft dropout. And then unicorns was basically started because we're at a position when we started, no one really believed in unicorns, and no one really believed in us, and we just started a brand to sort of like help people believe in themselves.
Wow. And then what made you jump out of Lysoft? Now I have my story. I know my story is a bit famous for me, why I dropped out, but I mean, I don't encourage others to drop out. What made you drop out, Sanza?
I actually became an Uncle Ruckus. I was doing too many jobs at once.
Yeah.
And then it was a whole thing of like, I was at a position where I got what I really wanted from the school, which was to learn how to sew and understand fashion a bit more.
Yeah.
And I just went out to pursue other things like furniture.
Yeah.
And now I opened my own store. And I'm also currently working on like a short film that's based on like the Unicorns collection. And yeah.
Amazing. Sash, Mr. Cebekulu.
Yo, yo.
I'm very impressed by your brand, hey? I haven't, to be quite honest, I met Sash two weeks ago. I think it was 2 weeks ago, ne?
Yeah, it was.
I hadn't heard of your brand, had never seen your brand. Then I'm like, yay.
It wasn't actually.
And people were like, meet this kid, he's a designer. I look at his lookbook, I'm like, yo.
So.
Tell us about your brand, Izululami. Tell us about your journey. Why you been hiding?
Because I was tired of fashion, man. I went to fashion school and actually finished. So I went to UJ. studied fashion. But I was practicing as a visual artist also. So when I graduated, I was just so sick of fashion that I just stopped like making clothes, and I was practicing as a visual artist. So it's been like 3 years since I've been out of varsity. But you know, man, this thing keeps following you. Like, I was having sleepless nights, and I was like, yo, I need to work on something. So like earlier this year, I was like, yo, let me start working on like a short collection, you know, just to get the edge back, you know. Shot the lookbook. I'm like, oh shit, actually this could go somewhere, you know. So
your current collection, is it your first collection?
First full collection out of varsity. So I've worked on small projects, I've done some freelance work for other brands, but yeah, this is my first as Sash the brand. Yeah, this is the first full
collection. I mean, talking to you and Sanza, I mean, what do you guys currently think of the state of menswear in South Africa? It's very weird,
one thing that you tend to notice is that the menswear sections in all the shops are literally being squeezed smaller and smaller. And even with like all the trends, they are dated.
Can you tell me why everyone wants to look like Travis Scott?
Ah,
2 a.m. I'm still
internet, man. You know, the internet is great, but the internet is also a problem.
Yeah.
A big problem, you know, like, yeah, I think a lot of people don't know how to take influence, you know?
Yeah. I think I'm mainly frustrated in a sense. I mean, I don't think the influence of pop culture is really important.
Yeah.
You know, we've seen in South Africa, your Ricky Rich, your Caspers, they influence the kids on how they dress. But I think for me is that I don't want to criticize the kids, but it's like blind following a loyalty.
Yeah.
Whereas in, for example, I'm inspired by Kanye West, but I don't dress like Kanye West.
Yeah,
I adapt some of
his
way of styling certain pieces, but then I translate it in my own way. And one of my biggest fears about the South African fashion industry is that it's a quick copy and paste. There's no, you know, if I'm wearing Kanye vibes, how can I put on Kosabam, or how can I translate it in my own culture and my own language?
Yeah, actually on my way here, I was thinking of that. I'm like, yo, man, like, influencers are a problem also in a way, because like people start like just looking at that and taking that exactly as it is,
and also
to apply
like influencers are copying overseas influencers. So for me, it's like you can't be dressing like Amy Song in South Africa. Like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, what diversity are you bringing, or what something new are you bringing?
And I mean, to me, with the collection now, it's called like Zululam, and like it's influenced, but about I've lived in Joburg my whole life, and I felt robbed of my culture and being Zulu. So my only representation of a Zulu male is what I saw in the city, which is like taxi drivers, street vendors. So my influence is from there, just looking at how they dress in the streets and so on, you know. So it's taking like our ideas and making them more contemporary, you know. And I think that's what another thing we slightly try to miss. We've got so much like inspiration and influence from the things we have around us, but we choose to like not look at them, you know.
But you know what I also feel like is the problem? I've actually sort of like noticed the thread of most South African artists don't know how to steal like artists.
Yeah.
Because when you steal, you're supposed to steal from like at least 5 to 10 sources.
Yeah.
This side, people steal from one to two sources.
Yeah. You can, and like, you can instantly look at someone's work, and if you're aware enough of what's going on, you can pinpoint it to someone else's work, and that's the problem, you know.
And it's also crazy. I spend so much time on the internet, guys. I literally go on Vogue Runway every single day. Yeah. And it's so crazy sometimes. I've sat like at a local fashion week.
Yeah.
Okay, everyone's going to know I'm talking about SA Fashion Week. But where I've seen like, I mean, like, this is Chanel Couture.
I don't know if
I can tell. I have that eye because I'm based online.
I don't know if you go on WGSN. I've literally seen collections of people who've just went on WGSN, taken like sketches and just like changed colors of things.
Whose phone is that?
Yo, it's my other phone. So
can you shut that phone down? But anyways, guys, while that phone is ringing, I'm going to be chatting to Inani and Swanka right after this track. And that's how we're going to shut down the show, with Swanka and Inani. We're live, right? We're back. What an exciting show it has been. I can't believe it's coming to an end. But we're going to close the show with two designers, not least, but incredible, Inani. Inani, how are you?
Your name is not
Inani. What's your full name? I feel like...
My name is Zianda.
Zianda, I always get nervous. I'm so bad with first names.
Okay.
And I'm like, yeah, we have Inani. But I'm like, I know that's not her name, but I hope she won't like think I'm a bad person.
No, it's fine.
Yeah. And Swanka, Uzi?
Yeah, yeah.
You, what is it? Your name, UEFA? Champions League, what is it?
Huzaifa. Huzaifa, there you go.
Huzaifa. So let's start with Zianda, ne?
Yes.
Tell me about Inani. Tell me about your journey. Did you study fashion at fashion
school? Yeah, I'm still a student. I'm hoping to finish.
Which school?
You don't need to finish.
Lysol.
Yes.
Please don't be like us. Don't drop out.
Yeah. But you don't need to finish, honestly.
I really don't.
Don't showcase that fashion. We can be like, actually, I've made it. I'm done. Please complete. Please.
I hope I will.
I don't want Shana coming after me for me being responsible for students dropping out.
Like, I will be, even on Twitter, I was just like,
no,
I was gonna say it.
Stop. No more spice. No more spice.
Well, Inani is a 2-month-old brand.
2 months?
Yeah, 2 months. We dropped our first collection in June. And yeah, I started sewing last year. I enjoyed it so much, but I didn't have a brand. And it got to a point where I was like, I'm actually losing it. I'm just patching. And I actually need to have like put a name to it. So I met a lady, we came together, and then we started something, and it was Inani. So I told her, the brief was to her that I want to start something, not just for the sake of starting it, but I want to start a story. I want to tell a story through clothing, because that's what I know best.
Yeah.
And Inani here, Pieces of Me, just made so much sense. And I was like, yeah, we're running with it. That's exactly what we're going to do. And that means then we had to sell clothing that has feeling attached to it. And I've always been passionate about feeling good in whatever you're wearing, either dress or you big, you tiny, but just a clothing that has feeling attached to them.
Amazing. Wow. I mean, how are you feeling? You know, 2 months ago, you starting this brand, 2 months later, as part of Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week Joburg, you're showcasing an experience AFI. That feeling, describe it for me.
I was going crazy. I literally, I was like, Didi, no, I'm not doing it. Didi's like, no, you can. I'm like, definitely not. And I thought about it, but I was like, this is big. This is, and I did tell her, I was like, you know what, this this has never been done. This is the best thing that will ever happen in South African fashion, because like this is the future. Like this is what needs to happen.
You all into your buyer folder. If phones are banned, guys, have some radio courtesy. Come on, let's try keep the show nice for people listening. Come on. Yeah, you're saying so?
I was really excited. Like, I went crazy and I was just like, okay, let's do it. Let me risk it. And
And what are you hoping to, with this, I mean, AFI is providing you this platform, you know, and the whole point of this platform is to see designers, you know, step to the next level. So what have you got planned after this and what are you hoping to achieve through this experience?
Definitely, because I always thought that I would be involved in Mercedes-Benz like after graduation and stuff, so I'll see that then. So now that it's happening now, I'm just like, okay, it's a bigger platform, it's a bigger voice, so I need to literally strike while the iron is hot. So I'm definitely now going big. I'm thinking about a store and stuff like that, so I'm just trying to build and be bigger, because straight.
Huzaifa, UEFA, Champions League.
Huzaifa, Huzaifa.
First and foremost, tell people, what are you studying? What are you studying at?
I'm studying finance and investments.
Yo, plot twist.
How does someone studying finance and investment, and I've heard a rumor that like when you matriculated, you had a couple of distinctions, and apparently you're incredibly intelligent. And I'm not saying designers are not intelligent, I'm not saying that, but someone studying finance, how do they become a designer showcasing at fashion?
So what happened was I started about 10 months ago. I released my first Swanker range, and the reason behind it was when I finished my degree, the finance and investments degree, I wanted to get into fashion. And if I went to a brand and I was like, listen, I have this business degree, please hire me, they wouldn't have taken me seriously. So Swanker was more of like it was a CV, a memo basically, to just show that I had a little bit of design experience.
Yeah.
And I didn't think it would have gotten to this stage where like I'd be showing at the AFI Experience show and stuff like that. And one thing led to another and it kind of just blew up a little bit.
Yeah. And you're one of the designers that dressed me when I went to Paris Fashion Week.
Yeah, yeah.
And people don't know, like Virgil took one of the pieces he made for me.
Watch out.
He was like, yo, he was like, he was literally, I remember we had, I don't know what show we had finished watching, but he was like, yo, I really need that piece. I was like, what do you mean? He's like, that is such a dope piece, I really need it. So I'm just like, okay, do you need it to like copy it? What do you need it for? He's like, yo, I really need this piece, bro. So I gave him the piece. And then I remember I told you and you're like, ah, Virgil got my piece.
Yeah, Swanker Off-White one day.
And what are you hoping to achieve off this platform? And also, I mean, are you going to go into finance?
From the show, it's about the exposure. It's about the brand being put onto getting to the next level, basically being taken more seriously, especially by people in the fashion industry and stuff like that. And regarding continuing in finance and stuff, I doubt it. Hey,
you doubt it?
Yeah, I doubt it.
Yeah.
So hopefully, by the time I get my degree, my fashion career is in a place where I could solely focus on that.
Yeah.
But
I heard a rumor that you're doing something cool with Threaded Man.
I am doing it. I'm not sure how much I can speak about it.
Well, the NDA says you can't say a lot. But,
there's a little bit of behind the scenes work going on. Yeah. You know, Sia's not such a bad guy. He seems okay to work
with. Yeah, that's that guy, man. He's right. I find him a bit
he's shifty, but you know.
Yeah.
Now, so that's cool. I've got a few side projects coming along, a collaboration, a little bit of work regarding like merchandising for one or two musicians.
Yeah.
So.
And then you've got school projects, and passing, exams.
I've actually got two tests.
And what year are you in now?
Second year.
You're in second year. Yeah. How many more years?
Degree at the end of next year, and a year after for honors. If
are you gonna do honors?
Maybe.
Damn, what an overachiever. Guys, we have to wrap up the show. So what I think, how I want to wrap up the show is, you know, you get told to buy tickets for all these events and things that are happening, and you're always just like, why, God? You know, but I really want people to understand that this is your platform, and by them buying tickets, they're supporting you. So in a couple of sentences, starting from Sansa, why do you feel that people should come to experience AFI, and why should they spend 150 of their money?
To be honest, I feel like with the group that Threaded Man put together, it is literally going to be the next level of fashion presentation. Yeah. It's not going to be your normal runway walking with background music. Like, we're really going to F shit up.
Yeah.
Yeah. every revolution starts with the youth, man. So just come through. It's going to blow your mind away. It's nothing you've ever seen before.
The future is here, so better yet, just invest in the future.
Yeah, this isn't just going to be a runway. This is, it's an experience. This is going to be an exhibition. So it is worth your time and money to come through.
Amazing, amazing. Guys, thank you so much for joining me. And I'm also very excited to announce that at 12 p.m. in the next 2 minutes, watch on your social media, because we saw last week, we revealed that you guys were the designers, but you're also revealing our entertainment lineup that's also going to be running for Experience AFI. I would like to say thank you so much for everyone that has supported us in the last couple of weeks. I want to say thank you to Cliff Central for allowing me to have this platform and for us to have this conversation. And most importantly, thank you so much to AFI. I'm so excited. I'm shaking. I'm ready to groove. Ooh. I'm ready to, I'm ready to get into it. And guys, please come through and support the future of African fashion. We're celebrating 10 years of black excellence in fashion, and now we look forward to the next 10 years, and it's all about the youth, and it's all about Africans owning their narrative. And come to Fashion Week and show us how you are rooted in style.
Be.
This is cliffcentral.com.